We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
It's up to 59 degrees at 8:30. We'll get our forecast from Ed Kieser in a moment after AM 580 News. I'm Tom Rogers. Partners behind the FutureGen coal-burning power plant have signed off on an agreement that will secure funding for more research and further develop the technology behind the project. The consortium of coal and power companies, known as the FutureGen Alliance, is meeting with the Department of Energy for 2 days this week in Mattoon. A cooperative agreement between them seeks to cut costs and double the number of firms in the alliance to share expenses. Warren Ribley is the head of Illinois' Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. He says the meeting also proves that projects like FutureGen will be necessary to address global climate change by storing carbon dioxide emissions underground.
I mean, it's a very firm statement from the U.S. Department of Energy that this is the right approach to take. I think that is probably the most fundamental takeaway that we have, as well as just seeing the non-wavering commitment of the FutureGen Industrial Alliance.
Ribley says the agreement formalizes an announcement that Energy Secretary Stephen Chu made 2 months ago, committing $1.1 billion to FutureGen. Partners in the project will spend the next few months refining the project's engineering design work. FutureGen Chief Executive Officer Mike Mudd says his goal is to increase the number of companies involved from the current 9 to 20 companies. The ones that are now involved are mainly coal mining operations. Governor Pat Quinn says he'll appoint 5 new members to the University of Illinois Board of Trustees on Friday. Quinn made the statement in Quincy at an event yesterday. 7 trustees and the 9-member board resigned in the wake of the school's admissions scandal. Last week, Quinn named Chicago businessman Christopher Kennedy and former federal prosecutor Lawrence Oliver to 2 of the empty posts. Illinois faculty members say they'd like to see one of their own on the board. Meanwhile, alumni have said they believe at least some of the trustees should be U of I graduates. Next week, trustees will meet a week from tomorrow. They're expected to work on measures aimed at ending the influence of politics on admissions at the school. Illinois voters might get the power to recall governors, but first, as Sean Crawford reports, state lawmakers will need to give their okay.
Current Governor Pat Quinn has been a longtime advocate for recall and says he wants to see Illinois adopt it. House members voted for it, but it was narrowly rejected in the state Senate. Quinn expects it will be brought up again during the legislature's fall session.
I think it is the ultimate ethics measure. If the voters decide a governor is on the wrong track, ethically in particular, they can use the power of democracy to remove that person from office before their term is up.
If the Senate goes along with the recall measure, voters would have their say next year on whether or not to add it to the Constitution. The proposal would only allow recall of the governor, not other officials. Quinn says he's for recall across the board, but adds it has to start somewhere. I'm Sean Crawford.
Champaign school officials are asking parents to keep their children at home if they have flu symptoms. Parents of Garden Hills Elementary School students got a letter this week saying a fourth grader was sent home with what's expected to be the H1N1 virus, and his sibling was also sent home as a precaution. The letter also contained tips for helping curb the spread of flu virus, including hand washing and properly covering coughs and sneezes. Champaign City Council has voted to impose an additional fee on people whose cars are towed by the city. Starting in October, vehicle owners will have to pay a $25 city administrative fee on top of the tow operator's fee to get their car back when it's been towed in Champaign at the city's initiation. The fee is meant to cover the $127,000 the city estimates it spends each year on processing city-initiated towing. Tow truck operators have resisted the new fee since they'll be the ones collecting it for the city from possibly irate motorists. Champaign Police Chief R.T. Finney says he understands that some motorists whose cars are towed will be upset by the extra expense, but he says they should consider the circumstances.
You know, these are situations where either the car's been found to do something illegal, it's parked illegally, it's on somebody else's spot, somebody's property and being towed off of, or it's a tow from the police department because of a DUI, suspended driver's license, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I'm sure people are upset by it, but there's easy ways of preventing it as well.
After some negotiating, the tow truck operators won permission to increase their own fees for city-initiated tows by $5. That increase also won council approval last night. The new towing fee does not affect purely private towing, such as when a car breaks down and has to be towed away for repairs. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 9:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
It's 8:35, and in the weather office this morning again, meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom.
We've got calm weather in our area. We've got a hurricane in the Pacific that is weakening, I guess. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's weakening, and it's not heading toward the fires in California, so
no.
That's not going to be helpful there.
And in the Atlantic, we've got a storm brewing.
Yeah, it's not a big storm, but we do have a storm in the Atlantic Ocean named Erica. Erica is a tropical storm, and Erica has weakened a little bit in the last couple of hours. 45-mile-per-hour sustained winds with Erica right now, and the center is some 160 miles east-southeast of the Leeward Islands. Erica is moving to the west at 7 miles per hour and is expected to pick up a little bit faster forward speed and turn to the west-northwest. So it should be passing north of most of the Leeward Islands and will probably pass not too far from Puerto Rico. Tropical storm warnings are in effect right now for Antigua and Barbuda and Montserrat, St. Kitts, Nevis, and St. Martin, Saba, some other islands around there. They're saying that people in the U.S. and British Virgin Islands, the Leeward Islands, and Puerto Rico should monitor Erica. Mm-hmm. But Erica could approach the U.S. coast, the Mid-Atlantic coast, next week sometime. But
not an immediate threat, but you got to watch out for it.
Yeah, we have to watch them. This is the time of year where hurricanes and tropical storms are at their peak. So
that's right, all the way through
season.
November, correct?
The season runs June through November, but the peak month of all is September.
All right. But here, as I mentioned, not much to talk about, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing. So we'll just talk a little bit about the Farm Progress Show, the first day in the books already. Today and tomorrow, the Farm Progress Show continues in the Progress City adjacent to Richland College in Decatur. And coming up here in 23 minutes, Dave Dickey will have his first Ag Outlook panel of the day at the AgriGold tent. These panels are running a little shorter than in the past, so they won't take a lot of your time so you can see more of the show. But he'll have panels at 9, 9:30, 10, 10:30, 11, and 11:30 at the AgriGold tent. They take a break during the noon hour and then come back and do one at 1 o'clock. And then at 2:06, the closing market report live with Todd Gleason from the University of Illinois tent. And that'll be followed immediately after at 2:36 with the last Ag Outlook panel of the day. And those panels are going today and tomorrow, so you can learn about the markets a little bit. You can meet Dave and Todd out at the Farm Progress Show this year, today and tomorrow. And as far as the weather, perfect sunshine. Just wear a good hat and some sunscreen. Temperatures getting into the mid-70s in the shade this afternoon, near 80 tomorrow afternoon. Morning start temperature tomorrow morning around 50. The forecast for Illinois and Indiana for today in the far south, increasing cloudiness, elsewhere mostly sunny. Highs from 72 near Lake Michigan to around 80 in the far south tonight. In the north and central sections, clear to partly cloudy. In the south, partly to mostly cloudy with a few widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. Lows ranging from 47 in northeastern Indiana to 57 in the far south. Tomorrow in the north and central sections, mostly sunny. In the south, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs from 75 in the north to 83 in the south. The Champaign-Urbana forecast for today, lots of sunshine once again, high 76 degrees, just delightful. Wind out of the northeast-east at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tonight, clear, low 51. Wind from the northeast-east at 3 to 7 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 80. Wind from the east, 4 to 8 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low 55. Friday, mostly sunny, high near 80. Friday night, partly cloudy once again, the low 56. On Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, with a high temperature of 81. And then as we go into the rest of the holiday weekend, a chance of some passing showers and thunderstorms Sunday and Monday. Low temperatures in the upper 50s to around 60, and the high temperatures probably close to the 80-degree mark. Around the two-state area at this hour, temperatures are rising through the 50s and into the 60s, and sunshine prevails throughout Illinois and Indiana. Just a few clouds moving into southern Indiana right now. And out at Willard Airport at the top of the hour, the temperature at 55, dew point 50, relative humidity 83%, wind from the east at 7 miles per hour, barometric pressure 30.26 inches and holding steady. And on Friends Plaza, sunshine and 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser. It's now 8:40 Central Time.